Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I am a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every single day, customized around a weekly theme. And our theme for this week is the meditations of Marcus Aurelius, who was a Roman emperor who lived way back in AD 120. And he wrote in a journal his reflections of his life and mostly how people behaved and his reflections on how to find inner peace. And this was like a diary for him. He didn't expect it to be distributed around the world, which it is now, of course. It's become a classic. And you'll find that the thinking of his time and the challenges are really not much different than what we face today. So despite our advances in technology, our emotions, our moods, how we process stress triggers, that hasn't changed so much. So his reflections, or rather they're called meditations, they really give a lot of insight into suggestions for finding inner peace by doing the right thing, by taking the drama out of a situation and just doing what's morally the right thing to do. So every day I'm sharing a meditation, a reflection from that book. You can find all the different meditation techniques over on my website at sipandom.com, and just look for the Marcus Aurelius meditations there. You can also head over to my Facebook page at sipandom.com, and I've left the different meditation techniques there. You can join our private Facebook group. Just send me a message on my private, a private message on my Facebook page, and I will gladly add you to that. Now, this is episode 608. So I'm going to be guiding you in a meditation using a breathing technique. And it's a great breathing technique to start your day. And I left a breathing technique to start your day earlier in the episode. And on Thursdays, this is a recording for a Thursday, I like to leave a meditation technique having to do with a chakra. So we'll be focusing on a chakra as well. So I'll go ahead and relax you, get your body all nice and relaxed, releasing tension. And then I'll read the meditation, and then I'll guide you through a meditation. So let's get started. Go ahead and sit up straight wherever you are. Make sure your spine is nice and straight. This helps to keep you alert. Now, of course, you can walk as you do this meditation, or lie down, or go about your day. And then when you have a chance to meditate uninterrupted, you can sit down and do the techniques. But I hope that you have the chance to let me guide you through the meditation. I know most of you listen to the meditation in your seated meditation space. So go ahead and straighten your spine, close your eyes, and as they're closed, look just slightly upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your neck. Relax your throat. Relax your shoulders and your chest. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Place them on your lap with your hands upward or downward. Relax your stomach. Let it hang out softly. As soon as you release your stomach, you automatically release tension and anxiety in your body. Inhale and feel your abdomen rise upward as it expands. Exhale and feel your abdomen sink back down as it contracts. Do you notice the difference when you breathe like this? You oxygenate your entire body. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. How do you feel? Release any remaining tension and begin to notice your breath. Forcing your breath in any way, allowing yourself to breathe naturally and to transition at your own pace, honoring exactly how you are right now. Eyes uplifted, stomach, shoulders, jaw relaxed. This is a meditation where we'll focus on your second chakra. Now you don't have to do the techniques. You'll still receive the benefits of the meditation simply to quietly listen to the meditation. But if you'd like to do the technique where you focus on your second chakra, you may be surprised at how this elevates your meditation. Your second chakra is right there at your sexual organs, and this is where you open yourself up to opportunities all around you. So your first chakra, it always starts with your first chakra, and the chakras hold hands together, so they don't act independently. They're very connected, and the best way to focus on one particular chakra is to focus on the chakra right below it and the one right above it. So if you consider your first chakra right there at the base of your tailbone, your coccyx, it influences your legs and your feet, your hips. This is where you feel grounded and truly connected. Your values and all you stand for. And if you move up about an inch and a half or 2 inches to your sexual organs, this is where you're not so grounded that you are rigid or stuck in your ways. You need the element of water flowing, keeping you open and keeping you moving, not allowing your energy to get stuck in earth. At your first chakra, the element is earth, and you can get a little bit too stuck in your ways if you're really focused there. So the water of your second chakra opens you up, allows you to go with life's flow. Element is water, and the color is orange. It's orange because it's vibrant and alive, very much alive. Each chakra has an element as I mentioned, water is the element for your second chakra. And the chakras all have a sound and characteristics associated with them, astrological signs, metals and gemstones. There's a lot that goes into the chakras. And I'll be offering a course on that to guide you a little more into your chakras if you're interested. I'll be announcing that another time. Well, for your second chakra, the metal is tin. And the gemstone is yellow sapphire. The ruling planet is Jupiter, and the Vedic astrological signs are Sagittarius and Pisces. Now, as you focus on your second chakra, being open, allowing change to flow in you, this is where you're creative and intuitive. Every chakra has a positive attribute and an attribute that can bring challenges with it. For the second chakra, the challenge would be where you would become wishy-washy and just going with every opportunity that comes your way instead of being focused. So I want to guide you through a meditation breathing technique that also goes along with our mudra of the Ushas mudra of this week, which you can also find that on my website, a photo of that. You simply clasp your hands at your lap or in front of you so your fingers are intertwined, and then for women, you'll place your right thumb in between your left thumb and your left index finger there. So your right thumb is kind of in between your left thumb and your left index, or rather your right index finger. So for men, place your right thumb over your left thumb. This helps to balance your hormones, and it also helps you to be mentally alert. Now, I'm going to read the meditation from Marcus Aurelius and then guide you through a second chakra breathing technique that I recommend you do to start your day, to wake up your system and start your day. Here's the Marcus Aurelius meditation. When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil. But I have seen the beauty of good and the ugliness of evil, and have recognized that the wrongdoer has a nature related to my own, not of the same blood or birth, but the same mind, and possessing a share of the divine. So as you start your day, consider all the people that you'll meet. If you're ending your day, you can do this and consider the people you've encountered today. Think of the people who were meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. And think about how you have seen the beauty of good and the ugliness of evil, and that you can relate to the wrongdoer. That you now know the difference as you become more and more aware. So clasp your hands behind your head. Just intertwine them and clasp them behind your head. If you're lying down doing this, this is what you would do in the morning. Just clasp them underneath your pillow. And if you're seated, go ahead and clasp them behind your head. Inhale with a full deep breath. Do this deeply several times and open your eyes and mouth widely. Press your elbows back as your hands are clasped behind your head. You're inhaling vigorously and deeply several times. Open your eyes and mouth widely. And while you exhale, let go of tension. Let go of worry. Let go of doubt. Let go of taking things too personally. Repeat this 6 times. Inhale vigorously and deeply with your eyes and mouth widely open, your hands clasped behind your head with your elbows back, and exhale, letting go of every tension. How do you feel? Notice where you may be holding remaining tension in your body. This is a fantastic way to start your day with mental alertness and focus so that you allow yourself to be open to opportunities, but you're not so wishy-washy. You allow yourself to really focus with this breathing technique. You can do this technique throughout your day whenever you need to release tension, or if you're starting to feel tired or fatigued, especially if you're feeling fatigued, do this breathing technique and you will be surprised at how much more mentally alert you feel. Continue meditating now, releasing the technique. If your mind begins to wander, you can bring it back to the technique. But go now into the stillness as this meditation, the guided part ends, the music ends. Go deep into your stillness, meditating just to the point where you still feel joy doing it. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.